Now, think about this.
Okay,
marijuana has become a multi-billion dollar business,
yes.
And it's huge in Oklahoma. In Maryland, it's on track to be a billion-dollar business.
Okay.
I mean, there is money to be made here.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is not on the list to make any of that money right now. Jerry J-Man Joyner is with us. He's an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, the host of the TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey.
Weed and Whiskey.
J-Man, what's going on?
Well, I'm celebrating Thanksgiving. It's early in the morning, and I'm recovering from yesterday.
All right. Did you eat a lot?
I ate a lot, but I didn't eat any infused meals, but I did have some gummies, and I did partake in the Willie Nelson fashion.
All right.
J-Man, now let me – you just admitted to smoking dope on the air. Is it illegal? Yeah. Can you get arrested for that in Texas, or is a certain amount legal?
Well, you know, they've decriminalized in many cities and areas in Texas to where 2 ounces of marijuana or less was basically a ticket if you were irritating the police officer.
Yeah.
They're not looking for people with low levels of marijuana.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned Texas, Hal and Ernie. While regulated marijuana is not legal in Texas, this hemp-derived marijuana, it's legal due to the Farm Bill, is. You can get Buck-A-Buzz gummies. You can get Sip Howdy drinks. You can get pre-rolled joints in Deep Ellum, where our studio's at. There's 3 or 4 places that sell this stuff.
Hmm.
I didn't know that. Now, let me ask you, why is Oklahoma becoming the weed capital of the United States, and Texas is way behind on this?
Well, you know, Oklahoma went from being the Dust Bowl to the Green Bowl. There's over 10,000 people that have a legal license to grow in Oklahoma. 4 million people, and I think 1 million of them have a medical marijuana license. They love pot in Oklahoma, that's for sure.
Do people, I'm assuming Oklahoma's becoming a big pot tourist place, too.
It's not as much as you'd think, because for tourism, you need to have adult use legal. And Oklahoma is only medicinal. Now, you would have thought they just had their previous election. They tried to pass it for adult use, but it didn't happen because the residents, or it's so easy for them to get it, they don't want us Texans to come up here and get it yet, I guess.
Yeah, they want that money to go to the casinos.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay, just one scenario here for you. You go out to lunch, you have a beer. Have a beer is great. You go out to lunch and smoke a joint. There's only one reason to smoke a joint, and that's to get high. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree with the smoking of a joint or taking a bong rip,
okay,
or hitting a pipe.
Uh-huh.
But now, what about if you drink that THC? A 2.5 milligram THC infused beverage is just like drinking a beer.
I can't relate. I can't relate to it because I don't know. I know Ann has bought some of that. Some cream to rub on joints and everything that has, and it works, by the way. I want to say it works. So,
The THC that people use to get high is one way. THC they use for wellness is another. Just as you mentioned, a topical.
It's a topical. Yeah.
Tincture. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My mom uses one. It helps her plantar fasciitis.
Okay.
So, are we going to see marijuana legalized all over the United States soon?
I think within 2 years. I think within 2 years, we've got with Ohio coming on board a couple weeks ago. That's 24 states that adult use. If you're 21 or older, you can go and legally buy a joint or a gummy, mm-hmm, or one of these drinks. So,
well, I think the way they get along in D.C., they've already legalized it there. So anyway,
isn't that interesting? The city,
yep,
is.
I know. That's right. That's right. Thank you, J-Man. Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right.
Very good.